Welcome to the Mastering Self-Esteem program. I'm Eben Pagan, and in this program, you're going to be learning from some of the top minds in personal development and success who will teach you how to develop your self-esteem and develop your success and your overall fulfillment in life. For this session, please get out a piece of paper and something to write with. If you have a computer handy and you'd prefer to use your computer to take notes, go ahead and get a computer file ready. We're going to be doing several exercises in this session to uncover your opportunities to raise your self-esteem, raise your success, and raise your fulfillment in life. Dr. Nathaniel Brandon has a great quote in his book, The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem, and it's a powerful quote. It's one that's worth writing down on a post-it note and putting on your computer for a few months. It goes like this. Your life is important. Honor it. Fight for your highest possibilities. Let me say it again. Your life is important. Honor it. Fight for your highest possibilities. So, what is self-esteem? And maybe even more importantly, why should I care about self-esteem anyway? Well, I have to say, after over 15 years of studying psychology and motivation and behavior and personal development, that self-esteem is one of the most interesting concepts that I've come across, and it's one of the most important. It's interesting to me because it's something that's really right out there in the open for us to see, yet most people aren't aware of it, so we can't see it. And if you don't know what self-esteem is, if you don't understand it, if you don't know how to recognize it, you don't know how to develop it, you can go an entire life reaching only a fraction of your potential. And I mean that in the kind of literal sense, like the physical sense, potential externally, success in the world. And I also mean it internally, and you know, maybe in a more abstract way, in terms of the feeling of success in life, because there's a distinction between success that we achieve in the physical world and how successful we feel. And oftentimes, some of the people that are the most outwardly successful, that have the most money or the most material possessions, or seem to live the most advantaged lives, feel the least successful, because on the inside they're doing things that make themselves feel bad, even though they're creating a lot of success. A lot of times we turn away and we say, oh, well, that's just ridiculous. There's something wrong with them. But there's a lot to learn there. We can all learn from this, because as we increase our fulfillment in life, oftentimes that fuels big changes in our values, and overall, it's something that can be very helpful to developing success. The bottom line is that I think that if you learn about self-esteem and what it is, and in particular your self-esteem, and you learn how to develop it or raise it, that you can multiply your success in all areas of your life, specifically in your mental functioning, how you think, in your health, in your relationships, in your feeling of happiness and fulfillment, and in your financial and business and material life. And raising your self-esteem, it's really not that hard to do, but like many important skills in life, we're not taught about it, we're not taught how to do it, and so even though it's not necessarily difficult, it's not something we learn, and so we're very disadvantaged. In order to learn how to raise your self-esteem, you must learn how to look at yourself a little bit differently, take a little bit different perspective, and then you must invest a little time and effort building new muscles and skills, which we'll be learning about inside this program. Okay, so back to the question, what is self-esteem? What is self-esteem anyway? Once you understand what self-esteem is, it just makes sense, and you get it. But sometimes you have to hear it a few times, you have to think about it. You have to reflect on it and see how it works in your life, and then you'll have the aha moment. Now, fortunately, in this program, you're going to get to learn from Dr. Nathaniel Brandon himself through all of his famous teaching programs, plus many experts who will give you different perspectives on it. And you will have these moments where it kind of clicks and you have the aha and you say, ah, I get it. Okay? So what I'm going to give you is a general introduction to self-esteem and what it is and what it means. And then over the course of this training, it'll become more fine-tuned. And speaking of general, self-esteem is really the generalized feeling or sense that you can face and cope with the challenges of life. Okay, so the general feeling that you can face and cope with the challenges of life, and it's the general feeling that you deserve to be happy, that you deserve to be happy and fulfilled, that causes you to face life's challenges well, and that causes you to seek out happiness and fulfillment. So this, again, it's a generalized feeling that you can face and cope with any challenge that life throws at you, and a generalized feeling that you deserve to feel successful and fulfilled. Now, this process is an inner process, and it's an outer process. So it comes from developing the ability to be successful in the world and developing the confidence to cope internally on many levels. And when you develop the abilities, okay, to create success in the external world, to face challenges, and you develop your confidence on the inside as well, this eventually generalizes into self-esteem. Another aspect of self-esteem is having an accurate self-image. Sometimes people think that self-esteem is about being egotistical or thinking that you're better than everyone else, which actually is the opposite of self-esteem. Self-esteem is really about having an accurate view of yourself. So, self-esteem is confidence in our ability to face life's challenges, and it's confidence in our right to be happy and successful. And I'm going to add that just beyond having confidence in our ability to face and cope with the challenges of life, that we can go on and develop the feeling that we can succeed and even thrive in every challenge and every opportunity. Okay? So not only can we get the self-esteem so we can face any challenge life throws at us, but we can eventually develop to the point where we feel that any challenge and any opportunity is going to lead to some kind of success, whether it's short or long-term, and eventually even thriving, where we thrive with every new challenge, every new opportunity that life throws at us. So let's reflect for a moment. I'd like you to take a minute and imagine how your life would be different if you had an inner confidence that you were not only going to face, but also succeed in and thrive in every challenge and opportunity that comes up in your future. Okay? You are not only going to face, but you are going to succeed in and thrive in every challenge and opportunity. How would your life be different? In fact, let's do a quick warm-up self-esteem exercise based on Dr. Nathaniel Brandon's sentence completion technique, which you'll be learning a lot about in this program. And we'll do this as a warm-up. What I'd like you to do is write down these words. If I was confident that I would cope, succeed, and thrive in every challenge and opportunity I face in my future. Okay, I'm going to say it a couple more times. Write down this whole sentence. If I was confident that I would cope, succeed, and thrive in every challenge and opportunity I face in my future. One more time. Again, write this down. If I was confident that I would cope, succeed, and thrive in every challenge and opportunity I face in my future. If I was confident that I would cope, succeed and thrive in every challenge and opportunity I face in my future. At the end, put three dots, an ellipse, dot, dot, dot. And what I'd like you to do is quickly complete that sentence five times. Okay? We're going to do it in 3 minutes. Okay? We're just going to pause and just take 3 minutes to do this. And, for example, you might say, let me say that again. And what I'd like you to do is I would like you to actually read the sentence out loud and then be quiet and notice what comes up in your mind. Okay, whatever comes up first, write it down. So it might go like this. You'll write the sentence down, and then you'll say out loud, if I was confident that I would cope, succeed, and thrive in every challenge and opportunity I face in my future, and then quiet, what might come up for you is, I would take more risks. Okay, that might be something that would come up. You might have something else come up. Something might come up like this. Oh, my friends would think that I was arrogant. Or people would like me more. Or people would like me less. Okay? We don't know what's going to come up for you, but you will definitely learn a lot from it. Okay? So we're going to take 3 minutes right now, and I want you to complete that sentence five times quickly. Don't think about it. Read the sentence out loud, complete it. Read the sentence out loud, complete it. Read the sentence out loud, complete it. You're basically taking about 30 seconds to do each sentence completion and just write down whatever comes up first. Okay? 3 minutes, go. Okay, excellent. So what did you learn from that exercise? Okay, so you may have learned that you have some blocks internally that are preventing you from even thinking about being successful and thriving every time you face a challenge or an opportunity. You may have seen how big the opportunity is, that if you could really develop this feeling internally, that you'd be able to do a lot more. Okay, well, these are some of the insights that come from self-esteem work. And hopefully you're beginning to see that if you have high self-esteem, in other words, both the feeling that you deserve to be happy and fulfilled in life, and the confidence that you can face, succeed, and thrive in every situation in your future, that you're just going to do better. When you don't have high self-esteem, what we do is we default to our older, lower self that typically isn't thinking long-term. It's making decisions based emotionally on fear, and it's more concerned with not losing than with winning. And this really isn't the direction that we want to go. And we want to see the opportunity here and then follow it. So I'd like to tell you a story about when I first met Dr. Nathaniel Brandon. My friend Joe Polish introduced me to him, brought Dr. Brandon to one of my live training programs where I got to meet him. And shortly thereafter, I asked him if he would do some work with me, some counseling work. And he was the first person that I had ever done this kind of work with. It turns out that I had also started working with a very good friend and mentor who you will meet in this program. His name is Offer Breyer, who has been very influenced by Dr. Brandon. And both had a similar insight for me. They both of them started working with me, and they both keyed in on something that that I found very interesting. I was doing pretty well feeling confident that I could cope with situations that life threw at me, and that I could thrive and be successful in the face of these things. I had spent a lot of years really developing myself in that area. But I was focused on others becoming successful and happy, and I wasn't making my own happiness a priority. And both of these guys keyed in on this and started essentially asking, well, why aren't you focused on your own happiness and fulfillment? And I said, well, you know, I've really just gotten to the point where I feel like if I just work on creating happiness and fulfillment for others, that will be enough to make me happy and fulfilled. And, you know, both of them kind of looked at me sideways in their own ways and said, no, you actually need to work on your own happiness and your own fulfillment directly. And by focusing on creating more happiness and fulfillment in my own life, I've actually realized that I can offer even more value to others and that this really is a win-win. So you not only want to have success, okay, create actual success in the real world, develop skills so you can take advantage of opportunities, but you want to feel successful. Okay? And what I've learned is that high self-esteem is the bridge or the integrator or the unifier of both. At this point, I believe that you individually, and all of us, but you individually, for the purposes of this conversation, have an amazing ability to face whatever you come across in life, whether it be challenges, whether it be opportunities, whatever the situation is. And I also believe that you have an innate right to be successful and to feel happy and fulfilled in your success. And when you really embrace these two poles, let's just call them, and then you begin developing them, you wind up not only succeeding more in life, but again, also feeling more successful. And then the important part, going on to help others do the same. Okay, this process is generative. It leads to you wanting to help others build and develop themselves and their self-esteem. It's become obvious to me that we humans almost always underestimate our abilities to cope with, succeed, and thrive in new situations. We really underestimate our abilities. And one of the tricks that we do in our minds to underestimate our abilities and keep ourselves small is we validate whatever our belief is. So if we are afraid that we might lose money if we make a certain investment, what we'll do is we'll look for all the times when we've lost money making an investment, or all the times anyone that we know has lost money when making an investment. And so we'll say, oh, it's not worth it. I'm just going to go blow this money on something that I'll consume right now. And we don't even go down the road. So we really underestimate our abilities to cope, succeed, and thrive. And we do it with kind of mental machinery or programming, similar to that example that I just gave you. And what we're going to do here in this process and in this program is increase our general self-esteem, which will help unlock some of this potential that really you know you have, and it'll give you access to your own potential. Now, I mentioned earlier this idea that some people believe that if you raise your self-esteem too high, that you'll become arrogant or egocentric. So can you have too much self-esteem? Okay, the short answer that I've learned from Dr. Brandon is no, because self-esteem is about seeing yourself accurately, okay? Not about seeing yourself as greater than you are. It's about seeing yourself accurately, and it's about knowing that you deserve happiness, okay? And, again, knowing you can cope with and succeed and thrive in the situations, the opportunities, the challenges that life throws at you. So it's about accuracy. And since most of us know that we're not tapping into our full potential, okay, we can just intuitively realize that if we just saw our potential accurately, if we just viewed ourselves accurately, we could dramatically increase our success without becoming egotistical or arrogant or egocentric. So one of the thoughts that I have about building self-esteem is that it's valuable to build your abilities in a few key areas, okay? Build your abilities, your skills, your capabilities in a few key areas of life. And when you do this, and you specifically do it in a particular order, you can build your self-esteem rapidly and efficiently, okay, very efficiently. And the key areas to build abilities, in my opinion, are your physical health, your relationships with others and your emotional life, and then in your money and material success, business success. Okay, so I'm going to sum this up as health, relationships, and money. And what I found is that if you can build your abilities in these areas, your skills and your abilities, that you will create a generative foundation for your self-esteem that will allow it to increase rapidly and, again, very efficiently. So why these three areas? Okay, why health, relationships, and money? Well, after spending a lot of years, investing a lot of years, really, studying developmental psychology, experts like Abraham Maslow, Claire Graves, etc., what I've realized is that we humans have needs that emerge over time at different levels. So Abraham Maslow, you've probably seen his pyramid, his hierarchy of needs. And what he basically says is that we've got these different needs, and when one need gets met, another need emerges. And if you've ever read Maslow, which I recommend that everyone do, that you've learned that he has two levels of needs. One level is what he called deficiency needs, and then the higher levels were called being needs. And what he said about deficiency needs, okay, while this is a little bit technical, but very interesting, is that if we don't have one of our deficiency needs met, that it drives us. Okay, it's like a hunger. Okay, if we're hungry, it's pain that drives us to get that need met. So most of the lower levels of needs are deficiency needs, meaning if the need isn't met, we feel a pain or a drive or a hunger to fulfill it. And once we get all of these needs met, we stop having these deficiency needs, and all of a sudden these being needs emerge, and these are higher needs that have to do with actualizing ourselves and transcending ourselves and contributing to others. But here's the trick. If you don't have your lower deficiency needs met, then they drive you. They run your life. And guess what these lower deficiency needs are? They're things like survival, security. Okay? They're things like food and shelter. They're things like love and affection, okay, relationships. And they're things like material success and money. So these are the deficiency needs. And if one of them is missing, our whole mind, okay, our emotions, our mind, it obsesses about the need that isn't met. So think about it for a minute. If you have great physical health and you have great relationships, but you've got no money, what are you going to be focused on all day? Well, you're probably going to be focused on, how do I get some money so I can have a roof over my head and pay my bills? If you have great relationships and you have a lot of money, but you have poor physical health, what's your mind going to be focused on? Right? It's going to be focused on your health. How do I get healthy? How do I stop feeling sick? If you've got great health and lots of money, but you've got no relationships and no love in your life, what are you going to be focused on? Right, your relationships and love. Okay, so I've kind of summarized Maslow's system and just described it as health, relationships, and money. But what I found is that if you can build your basic abilities in these three areas of health, relationships, and money, that all kinds of good things happen. And not only do you develop your self-esteem to deal with challenges and succeed and thrive, but you also kind of free up a lot of psychic energy that you can then put into creating higher levels of happiness and fulfillment for yourself and higher levels of happiness and fulfillment for others. Now, if you look at Maslow's pyramid and you kind of abstract a little bit or you generalize, it looks like our needs emerge in these levels. Okay? They start out with our physical needs to survive, to be safe and secure. Then they move up to emotional needs like belonging and love. And then they move up to kind of higher needs like self-expression, self-actualization. So what I'd like to recommend that you do is put your self-esteem together in levels that make sense. Okay, sometimes I like to draw the development pyramid as having the physical as the foundation, okay, the bottom third of the pyramid, the emotional as the middle, okay, so maybe the middle of the pyramid, and then the intellectual as the top third or the capstone on the pyramid. If you don't have physical health, okay, if you don't have health and energy, then you're going to feel bad emotionally and you're probably not going to be able to think very well, right? Because it truly is the foundation of all health and success, is the physical body and physical success. Once you get that handled, if you don't have emotional stability and you don't feel emotionally good, let's just say, then you can't think big thoughts. Okay? It's very difficult to think abundantly and focus on creating a bigger future for yourself when you're in fear, when you're in shame, when you're in a bunch of negative emotions. Okay, so the second block that we put in place is the emotional. And then finally, at the top, what we do is we look after our kind of bigger financial or let's just call it actualization goals, where we really actualize our full potential to think, express ourselves, create value. Okay? Now, this is just a general system that I've put together. Okay? It's a shortcut. It's a way of approaching this. I think it works really well, and I recommend that you try it. So when you build your self-esteem, you're building on a solid foundation. You're building developmentally so that each level supports the next. Okay, so let's talk for a second about your mental world. Okay, and let's kind of build a foundation for the foundation. Do you feel that you deserve to be happy and fulfilled? Do you get a sense when you ask yourself, do I deserve to be happy and fulfilled? Does it come up a yes? Do you have a sense that you have permission to be happy and fulfilled? And when you ask yourself, do I have permission to be happy and fulfilled? What comes up? Now, these may sound like strange questions, but many of us inherited scripts and kind of programming from our parents, from our family, friends, and we don't feel good about being happy and fulfilled. We don't feel that we deserve it. We don't feel that we have permission. What about this? Do you feel like you can manage your personal problems? Do you feel like it's okay to make mistakes in life? And do you feel that all mistakes that you make are ultimately learning experiences and that they'll ultimately wind up being good investments? Here's what I'd like you to do. Take out a piece of paper. I'd like to ask you, do you feel that you deserve to be happy and fulfilled? Do you feel that you have permission to be happy and fulfilled? Right? Do you feel like you can manage anything that comes up? Do you feel like all mistakes that you're facing are learning experiences? And if you've got a no, if you answered no to any of those, that you don't deserve to be happy and fulfilled, that you don't have permission, that you're not going to be able to manage your personal problems, or that mistakes are bad and they're going to pull you down, where did that come from? Okay, just reflect for a minute. Where did that programming come from? Where did that idea that you don't deserve to be happy come from? Where did the idea that you don't have permission to be happy come from? Where did the idea that you can't manage come from? Where did the idea come from that mistakes are bad? Where did it come from? Just write down where it feels like it came from. Now, what we're doing here is we're putting a mirror on our own mind. We're practicing asking ourselves questions. We're practicing reflecting on our own process. And what intuitively comes up for you is the right answer. Okay? Whatever it is the right answer. Something important I've learned from Dr. Stephen Covey is that just seeing the connection between things, just having awareness about something, it builds its own momentum. It builds its own momentum. So just seeing where these things came from can build its own momentum. Okay, excellent. So let's talk about health. We take care of ourselves, we take care of ourselves physically in relationship to our self-esteem. And as you can imagine, the most basic level where this applies is to our bodies and our physical health. So if we have higher self-esteem, we treat our body with appreciation and we respect it, we care for it, we do this consciously. If we have high self-esteem, we believe that we deserve to feel healthy and energetic. So we do the things that lead to health and energy. Of course, if we have low self-esteem, in other words, we don't feel like we can cope with, succeed, and thrive creating high levels of physical health and energy, we naturally gravitate towards thoughts and behaviors that don't support our health. So we'll eat more processed and packaged foods and drinks, we'll do less exercise, we'll get less sleep, etc. And if we have low self-esteem around our health, we wind up spending time with other people who don't feel that they deserve health and deserve the internal joy and energy that comes from a healthy body. In other words, if we don't have self-esteem around health, we hang out with others that don't have self-esteem around health. So here's what to do. Okay? I'm going to give you a few action steps. First, right now, okay, hold yourself, hold your head, hold your body, breathe, move, as if you deserve to occupy the space that you're in right now. Okay, hold yourself and your body, your shoulders, your head, move, breathe, everything, like you deserve to occupy the space that you're in right now. Like it's perfectly wonderful that you're in this space and you deserve to occupy it. Now also notice any resistance or feeling of shame or self-consciousness or, oh, this is stupid, that comes up. And just examine that for a second. What is that? Okay, so practice holding yourself and breathing and moving as if you deserve to occupy the space that you're in. Next, use what I call the three time frames of food. Okay, when you're eating, there are really three time frames that you should be taking into consideration. Most people just take into consideration how the food tastes. And if they're not eating food that tastes great, they're just not interested in it. Well, there are really three time frames. The first one is the immediate, which is how the food tastes. The next is the following 2 to 4 hours, how the food affects you energetically and physically. And then the third time frame of food is the long term, okay, over the next 20 years to the rest of your life. Okay, so three time frames of food. The immediate, the right now, how the food tastes. The next 2 to 4 hours, the physical feeling and energy you get. And then really the rest of your life, how this bite of food and this meal contributes to your overall health. So what I'd like you to consider doing is before you eat a meal, ask, will this be something that supports me with a solid 3 to 4 hours of energy? And 20 years from now, and at the end of my life, will I be glad that I ate this particular meal? And here's a little trick to getting good at this. Okay, every time you eat a meal from now on, reflect 30 minutes after you finish eating. Okay, so 30 minutes after you finish, reflect on your body. Feel your stomach, feel your physical energy, and feel how your mind is operating. And what you'll notice is that if you eat small meals of fresh, non-packaged, non-processed food, okay, that doesn't come out of a box or a can or a closed bottle of some kind of sweetened drink, or even even just juices that have a lot of sugar in them can be very negative. You'll notice whenever you eat these processed foods and you eat a lot of them, especially white flour, white sugar, white rice, that 30 minutes later, you've got a dramatic drop in energy, your stomach feels weird, like it's not working right, and very importantly, your brain stops functioning very well. I first learned about this from Moshe Feldenkrais, who is a kind of a physical genius expert in helping people develop their, you know, let's call it their physical mastery. And he said that after you eat a meal, most people are useless for a few hours, right? And it's largely because we eat the wrong things. So start noticing 30 minutes after you eat how you feel, and this will bring big insight. What I found is, as a general rule, if you eat something that makes you feel high energy and energized 30 minutes after you eat it, it's probably also good in the long term, okay, the rest of your life. Okay, so start using the three time frames of food. And then the final action step is to prioritize 8 hours of sleep, 20 to 30 minutes of exercise in the morning, and restful unplugging breaks through your entire day. Okay? So 8 hours of sleep, 20 to 30 minutes of exercise, and restful unplug breaks throughout your day, 15 to 30 minute breaks. And you should be having several of them. You should have at least a half dozen of them through your day. The idea here is that physically we need to de-stress and we need to give our body the ability to recharge itself. And we do this when we're sleeping, when we're exercising, and when we're taking breaks. Now, most people do not prioritize 8 hours of sleep, 20 to 30 minutes of aerobic exercise, and 15 to 30-minute breaks throughout the day. They don't put those as the highest priority physically. And I think that if you do, if you start prioritizing these three things, you'll find that you'll become much more effective in all areas. Okay, so let's do another sentence completion exercise. Okay, another sentence completion. I'd like you to write down this sentence. If I bring 5% more intention to my physical health, if I bring 5% more intention to my physical health, write this down. If I bring 5% more intention to my physical health. And then what I'd like you to do is complete it three times. Okay, complete it three times. Whatever comes up for you. You don't have to write an essay. Just five or seven words will be fine. You'll know what you meant. Okay, but we're just going to take a couple of minutes here. Complete the sentence, if I bring 5% more intention to my physical health, dot, 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 what will happen? Okay, what will happen if you bring 5% more intention to your physical health? We'll just take about 2 minutes to do this exercise. Excellent. So now let's talk about relationships. So it turns out that we tend to hang around people who have self-esteem of about the same level as ourselves. And this applies to romantic relationships as well. Turns out we tend to hang around people that are like us in almost all areas of life. So interestingly, the higher our self-esteem, the more we tend to treat others with respect, dignity, courtesy, love, and naturally, of course, the more we treat our romantic partner with respect and courtesy. And it seems in this day and age that it's more and more challenging to be respectful and courteous to our partners than ever, and we all know that our relationships would be so much better if we treated our partners with love and respect and trust. If you don't feel like you're competent at love, and like you're competent to do this, you're going to interpret situations, communications, behaviors from the other as threats, as dangers, and as problems far more often. And if you don't feel like you deserve an honest, loving relationship, okay, you will literally sabotage yourself at every turn. So here are a few action steps for building your abilities in the area of relationship. And let's particularly talk about romantic relationship here, since it's such an important and high leverage part of life. First, listen to and speak to your partner or your potential partner from now on with a sense of knowing that you deserve to be happy, the other deserves to be happy, and you deserve to be happy together. But very critically, that you deserve to be happy. Okay, so don't put your own needs aside anymore. Don't marginalize yourself. Okay, stop not saying things about what you want because you don't want to offend the other person or you don't want to make them feel bad. Speak with a sense of knowing that you deserve to be happy and get your needs met, and you'll find that they'll get met a lot more often. Next, reveal the truth about yourself. You reveal the truth about yourself and have confidence that being upfront and transparent will bring you far more fulfillment in the long run. One of the pioneers in this area is a guy named Brad Blanton, who's just a really amazing genius. And Brad Blanton has written the book Radical Honesty. I highly recommend the book Radical Honesty to work on developing your truth-telling ability. It also turns out that revealing truth about yourself, especially things that you wouldn't normally tell someone, builds intimacy. So reveal the truth, confident that being upfront and transparent will bring you far more fulfillment in the long run. Now, of course, when you're honest and transparent, sometimes it will, trigger negative emotions and feelings in the other person. But it turns out that in the long run, we're much better off revealing truth, because whenever we hide or we repress something because we think it will hurt the other person's feelings, the long-run implications of it actually make it so that it winds up coming back and biting us. And next, accept every part of your partner. They literally accept everything about them, even the things that you don't like. And if you want extra credit here, welcome every part of your partner, knowing that the more you accept and welcome every part of them, the more it will turn into success in a thriving relationship. Now, what could this mean, accept every part of your partner? Well, I'm probably even meaning deeper than you can imagine here. I don't just mean accept their little foibles and accept their mistakes. What I mean is accept even the darkest parts of them that they are ashamed of. Accept the parts of them that are an animal, that have all kinds of strange and potentially dangerous thoughts. Okay? I'm not saying to approve of them and say you should carry out negative thoughts, but what I'm saying is to accept them, okay, and welcome them sharing every part of themselves, knowing that the more welcome they feel, the more accepted they feel, the more that it will turn into success in a thriving relationship. If you want to see an amazing sight, tell your partner that you love and accept every part of them, and then actually do it. Okay, let's do another exercise here. Write this sentence down. If I bring 5% more intention to my romantic relationship, if I bring 5% more intention to my romantic relationship, if I bring 5% more intention to my romantic relationship, dot, 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 and then complete the sentence three times. What will happen if you bring 5% more intention to your romantic relationship? It will just take about 2 minutes to do that. Now let's talk about money and financial and material success. So I've already mentioned that we gravitate to people who have similar self-esteem levels as ourselves, and this is nowhere more apparent than in the financial and material success realm. Now, I've read some interesting research that shows that if you average your five closest friends' incomes, that's your income. And this is really interesting when you think about it. Okay, just like we tend to hang out with people that are just like us in all areas, turns out that it's that way with income as well. And income is often related to, you guessed it, self-esteem, okay? How much we think we're worth, and how well we can cope with and face the opportunities and the challenges that are thrown at us that we face in life. So here's what to do. First, commit yourself to learning all the skills you need to create the level of business and financial success that you want to achieve. Okay, so commit yourself to learning the skills you need to create the level of business and financial success that you want to achieve. You might put a goal of 3 to 5 years on this and update it, you know, every few years. The key here is committing to learning the skills that you need. I've trained many, many thousands of people now from all over the world. And one of the things that I see over and over is someone says, well, I want to have a successful business, but, you know, I don't want to have to learn that sales and marketing stuff. I want someone else to do that. And, of course, I usually say to the person, well, you know, are you sure you want to have a successful business? And they say, well, yeah, of course. I just don't want to do that sales and marketing. And I say, well, are you sure you want to have a successful business? And they say, well, yeah. And I say, which one is more important, having a successful business or not doing sales and marketing? And oftentimes they say, well, yeah, you know, I want the business more than anything else. And I say, okay, well, are you willing to learn sales and marketing in order to be successful in business? And they say, oh, well, okay. So the skills that you need to create the success that you want, okay, is not the same as the success itself. And most people do not commit themselves to learning all the skills that they need. They learn one skill, okay, to be whatever, the best underwater basket weaver. And they think that just doing that, because that's what they love to do, is going to help them, you know, get to their financial level of success. I also kind of think that it's a disservice that a lot of kind of modern positive thinking and new age self-help gurus kind of saying, well, you know, all you got to do is do what you love, and then the money will follow after that. Well, the money will follow if you do something that people pay money for. But in a lot of cases, the things that people love to do aren't things that anyone wants to pay money for. And there's a challenge. So it's kind of more like do what you love as long as it's something that people would like to pay for, okay, if you want to create financial success. Now, if financial success isn't that important to you, or you have very low needs, great for you, okay, and it may not be as important. But for most of us, we want to develop success in the financial realm, so we need to face this. So the key here, develop one new skill in the next 30 days. One new skill in the next 30 days. And if you don't know which skill you need next, do something that has to do with learning and technology. Okay, something to do with learning or teaching and technology. Because the future is all about knowledge and it's all about technology. So you could get a book on speed reading. Okay, you could read Mortimer Adler's book, How to Read a Book, which, by the way, is an excellent book. Or you could invest the next 30 days learning about social media and how to use it for marketing and business. Okay, so develop one new skill in the next 30 days. If you don't know what to do, focus on something to do with learning and something with technology. Next action step, start creating 100% more value now, whether you're paid for it or not. Okay, so double the amount of value that you create in the world, starting immediately, whether you're paid for it or not. So, you know, you might ask, well, how do I double the amount of value that I create starting right now? Okay, and let's say that, you know, let's say you're an auto mechanic, okay, and you make $30 an hour, you're saying to yourself, how do I double that? I can't fix cars twice as fast. I can't charge half as much. What do I do? Well, you could start creating a daily blog where you invest 15 or 30 minutes writing or making a short video that teaches anyone who watches it or reads it how to do something that's very, very valuable. And you could post that. And as you start building your blog or your YouTube channel or even your Twitter followers with all of these tips that you're creating, what you'll find is pretty soon you'll get a following of people that get a lot of value from what you're teaching them. And you'll realize that, wow, 100 people came today and read my tip for how to save an hour when you change the motor in your car. And look at that. That probably is going to save 100 people an hour of time. And I only worked 8 hours today at my job. Okay? So there's a way that you could, you know, easily see creating 100% more value. The idea here is to stop thinking small and start creating as much value as you possibly can, whether you're paid for it or not. In the future, it's not about hoarding. Okay? It's about getting that value out as fast as you can, because if you don't, someone else will. Okay, so one last sentence completion exercise. Write this sentence down. If I bring 5% more intention to my business and financial success, if I bring 5% more intention to my business and financial success, if I bring 5% more intention to my business and financial success, dot, 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 and then complete it 3 times. What will happen if you bring 5% more intention to your business and financial success? We'll just do a couple of minutes, complete the sentence 3 times. Go. So this is an introduction to self-esteem. Inside of your members area, you will see a 36-week sentence completion exercise program. Now, I have done sentence completion exercises over the last couple of years, and they are very, very powerful. As my good friend and mentor, Offer Breyer, who you will be learning from soon, has said to me, if you do these exercises every single day, you will start looking in the mirror and you won't even recognize yourself. You will actually transform so fast that you'll begin appearing as a different, more developed person. So don't think about it. Don't reflect on it. Just complete the sentences. Just write. Okay? This process teaches your mind to create new possibilities, new pathways, new ways of thinking, and new opportunities. Okay? And you'll automatically start facing challenges and opportunities in your life with new thoughts, new emotions, new behaviors. It's very, very powerful. So get started on your 36-week sentence completion self-esteem exercises immediately, again, which you'll find in your members area. Also remember that the future is about developing our ability to learn, adapt, and direct ourselves, to build our own abilities and skills, and to raise our own self-esteem to support our ongoing success. Remember that you can cope, that you can succeed, and that you can thrive in every challenge, in every situation, and that you deserve to. And you deserve to feel happy and successful with your success. So I'll close with the quote from Dr. Nathaniel Brandon that I started with. Your life is important. Honor it. Fight for your highest possibilities. Thank you for tuning in to Mastering Self-Esteem. I look forward to helping you build your self-esteem and helping you work with some of the smartest minds in personal development in the world inside of this program. So do all your exercises. Make sure you go through the entire program because it's going to make a big difference in your life. Okay, thank you very much for tuning in. Tune in same time. Same channel next week and you'll be learning from my good friend and mentor, Offer Breyer. All right, have a wonderful day.